This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I talk about a couple brewery visits and then a lot of music festivals happening this weekend. All that and more in this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it. The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? It's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, Brad, I'm Nick White.
And back in the studio with some new beer.
Yeah.
Probably the newest brewery here in Chicago we're drinking on this week's episode.
We're at a point where we're saying that like every know, month now.
I almost picked up one of the Crystal Lake beers because they have the blonde that we haven't had and their IPA.
And they are a real brewery. They're
not a fake brewery.
Not the fake brewery we thought they were.
But then I saw these cans and this label just jumped out at me.
Yeah. So
this is a new brewery, Weiner Beer Co.
Yeah.
They're out of the plant.
Yes. The infamous plant.
Where Ale Syndicate, or back in the day when they were known as New Chicago Brewing.
Yes.
Were supposed to be, because the plant has to have a brewery in it.
Right. The way it works is the plant is part of this, conscious, environmentally conscious, thing.
It's a living thing. Yeah, it's a living building.
It needs
beer to function.
Yeah.
But this brewery is Brian Taylor, who used to work at Goose.
Yeah, and I think he took one of the managers from Bangers and Lace, I think.
Yeah, Rhea.
Rhea.
She's just a beer director or in charge of buying beer. And she had left for a while and went over to Turkey to open up a coffee shop.
Like the country?
Yeah.
Nice.
the sandwich town. Turkey.
That's
Turkey
gotta Bill. Be a that's a charmed life right there, man. Like, yeah, I'm gonna run Bangers and Lace and then I'm gonna go to Turkey
and yeah,
run a coffee shop and then I'm gonna come back
and open a brewery.
Come on, that is, man, she sounds awesome.
Yeah, not too bad there.
Yeah.
But this is their, we're gonna mess this up, but it's their beer de gar, and we believe it's called, there's a lot of letters here. What do you think?
Yeah, we said rubrique. I think it's a Q. It might be an O.
No, it's a Q.
It's a Q?
Yeah.
All right. So it's rubrique.
A Brock.
Yeah.
Rubrique A Brock.
We butcher a lot of words on this show, but it's not our fault this time. It's the font. You know, they almost like they've taken like, you know, tools and turned them into letters kind of thing. So, and they're really big. It takes over the whole can, so you're not really sure what it says. We can read Brock pretty clear.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a beer de garde. Beer de garde is a French, like a French lager, I think, right?
Like a table beer. Like it's meant to be had with your meal, meant to be usually light, easy drinking, something that's going to pair well with food.
Yeah.
And this comes in at 6%.
Yeah.
Pretty, not too bad.
Yeah, this is like a darker, it's not really quite brown. It's more like a golden honey, kind of like a really deep gold.
For sure.
Yeah.
But man, these cans like jumped off the shelf for me, like, for a brand new brewery, the cans look great.
Yeah.
Like a lot of breweries you see end up doing like the sleeves and they're just trying to get beer out the door. But these guys, man, these look awesome. So
it's smooth, you know, it's well lagered. It's got a nice spicy hop to it.
I didn't even know they had beer out yet.
I didn't either.
Yeah. I didn't even know they were brewing yet.
You always hear about them in the planning phase, right?
Yeah.
But good for them, man. This is just good. Very approachable.
Yeah, so we'll keep sipping on this as we dive into the rest of the show.
Yeah.
If you're new to Chicago Beer Pass, what we do on here is we talk about our past week of drinking, and then we dive into some of the events that are coming up this week that you should check out, that we may be at, we may not be at. There are always a lot of events happening in Chicago.
Yeah, and breweries opening.
I'm sure there's one opening this week, right? So how about you? This past week, anything fun?
I head out to Munster.
Okay.
Not sure why I was there, but I was like, hey, I just feel like going to Munster.
Okay.
Yeah, so I went out to Floyd's.
Turkey, Munster, Yeah.
I see what you did there. Yeah, I went out to Three Floyds Brew Pub, and their distillery looks like it's coming along. It looks like it could be just like opening day now. Well, Dark Lord Day ran through their distillery next door.
Okay.
And it usually runs through the brewery. So that was exciting. But yeah, it was a typical stop, you know, a couple IPAs, you know, some poutine.
They had IPAs on over at Three Floyds? I would have never guessed.
Yeah, they did have they called it AK96, so it was the original Alpha King recipe.
Okay.
When they opened. So Alpha King was always their flagship beer. I think now, you know, as far as sales goes, I think Gumball Head's totally caught up with Alpha King, but I think they still consider Alpha King like their official flagship.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and then Zombie Dust is like their other big seller still.
I don't understand the Zombie Dust phenomenon. It's a single hop Citra Pale Ale.
But okay.
It's like, yeah, but it, yeah, you go like they were out.
Right.
They were completely out of it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good beer.
It's fantastic beer.
Like I was drinking a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. And that's a fantastic beer, but you also when I think of pale ales, like I think of that beer, and then I think of Zombie Dust. Like Zombie Dust is a little more refreshing and less like, I guess, as malty or like the beer to guard here. It's like filling.
Yeah, I like that beer a lot. So not a whole lot happening there, just hanging out at Floyd's. I did stop by Motor Row. Well, Motor Row's a stop on the brew bus. Mm-hmm. So Frank was there. Frank is never there. Frank is a brewmaster. Frank runs the place.
Yeah.
You know, Frank Lestrando, I think his last name is.
No, Lozengello.
Here we go, butchering words again.
Oh, my gosh.
Frank's going to kill us. But, yeah. But Frank was there, and I'm like, what's going on, man? He's like, you got to try this Rogan beer that we got here. Because it's a collab with Beer Adam Vavrick, who ran Benny's for many years, and then went up to Wisconsin for the that Contract Brewer project with Octopi with Isaac, who got kicked off the Five Rabbit project.
Okay.
So and apparently that didn't work out. So so then Adam came home to run the Publican's beer program.
Right. He took over Michael McAvina's job. Michael had already long been gone. From that, but same role as Michael McAvina.
So I think they're called the one-off hospitality group. They got a ton of restaurants, but so this will be in all their restaurants, but it's a Publican and Motor Row collaboration. It's a Rogan beer, and it's called New Traditionalist.
How was it?
It was fucking amazing.
Okay.
It was really good. I think it's my favorite beer from
Motor Row.
From Motor Row.
Okay.
Yeah, and Motor Row, they're really focused on lagers. I think this is a, I want to say this is a smoked wheat lager. I want to say that's what a Rogan beer is.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really good. So they've got a lot of space, a lot of tank space out in Motor Row, which is basically near Soldier Field, you know, McCormick Place.
Right, and not far from Beta Brow.
Exactly, and like Vice District and all that jazz. And then so they're making beer for Geno's East, you know. Mm-hmm. They've got some room to contract brew, and they're making a lot of collab projects. They did one with who's the crew? The Patty Long's crew. The Bacon.
Yeah. The Bacon People.
The Bacon People.
Yeah. Kaiser Tiger?
Kaiser Tiger.
Yeah.
Thank you. They made a collab with them as well.
That makes sense. That's usually where I see Motor Row beer is at Kaiser Tiger.
And yeah.
Because I don't see it anywhere else.
I don't see it either. I know they've got one beer in cans. They're IPL, which is called Out of the Loop. Yeah,
it's not seen that around.
Tall Boy cans. Oh. And that's the only one I've seen in cans. But then they said their focus right now has been mainly just hotels in the loop.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that's a decent focus, right? Yeah.
There are about 80 accounts, but it's all been like draft hotel accounts so far.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but this beer was really good. I was excited that I tried that.
The Motor Row one. Okay. Yeah. Cool. I made it over to a brewery too. I was over at Hopewell.
Right on. Right in Logan Square.
Right. I realized as I'm biking up there, it's a little bit of a hike from my place.
Yeah.
It's like 3 mile bike ride. So I was biking up there. I almost never pass the Logan Square, like, a train station. Like, usually I stop at Longman Eagle, and that's as far as I go.
It's too far north. Yeah, I know what you mean. I feel like spots, like, yeah, if I go to Hopley, that's north for me. That's too far north.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I'm riding down there, and I was like, wow, it's a little quieter once you pass the boulevard there. Yeah. So, but, yeah, you got Intelligentsia, and there's a lot of people walking around, mm-hmm. Not a lot of like businesses there yet. There's still that McDonald's that's been there forever.
Yeah, McDonald's. There's like a tequila bar mm-hmm. and a liquor store, grocery stores, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so that stretch is still a little like almost like ready for action, I think.
I think so.
And Hopewell opened up, I don't know, probably what, 6 months, maybe even a year now. It's probably been a year knowing I don't think that long.
No, I'd say 6 to 8 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I checked that out. I was grabbing a growler for the 4th of July. Or not 4th of July. That was the previous weekend. I was grabbing for a party I was going to. It was a after 4th of July party. Yeah. So, and I went up to the bar. I like that they do baby beers.
Oh, like the little 4 to 6 ounce pour like that?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like
half. You don't have to commit.
Yeah. And I can try more. And I know Maeve wasn't with me, but she loves those kind of, she just wants baby beer. Like a lot of the time, I just want a half beer of this beer I haven't had. Yeah. And a taster, I don't want to do an entire flight.
Let's take it slow. I don't know you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's cool because sometimes you'll get the flight and it's like, oh, great. Now there's 5 of these beers. Mm-hmm. Or some places like Homewood, Flossmore Station, or at Russian River, where you get a flight, and a flight is literally every beer on draft. Right. People are showing back. They got like 12. They got 12 glasses. You're like, what are you doing?
Or like a taster at Bangers and Lays, it's like a 2 ounce pour, and that's like a shot, a beer. Yeah. And it's like, nah, that didn't really give me a good idea of this. So a baby beer, I like that.
Did you have your little baby hand that you carry around for Snapchat?
I didn't have any with me then. I should have.
But it's creepy, by the way.
Yeah. So I had 2 baby beers there.
Yeah.
And I grabbed a growler. Mm-hmm. Really nice space. Like it feels super clean.
Yeah.
Because it is so new.
Yeah. It reminds me of like, well, the Gap outlet is a couple doors down. It reminds me of the Gap, this brewery, when you walk in.
The Gap opened a brewery, yeah.
That's how it feels to me.
Or Apple opened a brewery.
Yeah, or like, Apple. Yeah, something like that.
Here's a wood table. Here's a chair. That's it. Don't put your beer on the table.
Yeah, and glass everywhere, like glass from floor to ceiling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's another brewery. We're starting to see that more, like Bader Brow lagers. So is Motor Row, mainly lagers. And then this place is focused on lagers, too.
Oh, yeah. They had a Black Pilsner.
Yeah.
Which... I'm not a black IPA fan, and so a Black Pilsner was kind of like, I get it, but it's not what I wanted. But they have a really good coffee beer that's like probably my favorite beer of theirs.
Really? Hopewell, man.
Yeah, I liked it. And I think there's a lot of people that don't know it's there because it's so new and you're not used to a brewery in that neighborhood yet.
You know, I was at a beauty bar, which is, you know, not terribly far, but just a couple of neighborhoods over. Mm-hmm. And they had a really small lineup of beers, maybe like 10 beers, you know. And this was a couple months ago. Oh, but anyway, it was like all the heavy hitters, you know. It was like Rev and Goose and, you know, Founders and Brooklyn.
Sure.
And then Hopewell.
Oh, weird. Okay. Yeah,
like right next to the Old Style was Hopewell. So, I mean, I'm rooting for them. I hope they figure out a space in the Chicago landscape because, you know, people, they are on people's radar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll probably make it up there again. I think it was a good spot. I know Buddy Sergio Salgado.
Yeah.
He doesn't live far from there.
Okay.
Which is kind of nice. But I'm like biking up there. I pass Rev. I'm like, oh, Rev's right here. And there's so many other like good drinking spots.
Crown Liquors is like right across the street. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, check that out if you're in Logan Square or even looking for a new place to check out. Because you could park easily on Milwaukee up there too.
Weird, right? It's all, you're leaving the, you know. I would say from maybe like Division, right? Or, you know, even, from like Division on Milwaukee all the way past North, all the way past, you know, it's Fullerton.
3 miles from like Division, Milwaukee
But you're right. It totally changes. Like from Division to the square is one vibe. And then it kind of changes completely into something a little bit slower when you get up there.
But that was really the big thing I hit up this past week. I didn't make it. Anything else, but it was neat to check out a new space. I like that.
Yeah.
And I think I posted a picture on our Facebook page. You've been posting pictures there as well, so always check out our Facebook page. Yeah. We're always teasing people with the beers we're drinking, like, oh, look at this place.
New beers, new places. Yeah, totally.
And you never know if it's Nick or I, because I get asked, like, oh, how was that place? I'm like, I didn't go there.
Like, what are you talking about, man? I tell you, a place I do want to get down to, though, would be if they're open. Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing this place. Yeah, I kind of wanted to go when it was when New Chicago was down there.
Yeah.
The Weiner Brewery place, Weiner Beer Co.
Brian Taylor, Rhea, come on, invite us out.
Yeah.
We're accepting invitations. All right, should we jump into this coming weekend and what's on the calendar?
Yeah, buddy. Summer's in full swing, man.
Yeah.
All right, so what do we got here?
The year is half over. You realize that, right?
Dude.
2017 is coming up fast.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
I forget it's 2016 sometimes.
That's what we're dealing with, man. Should we jump right into Saturday? Big weekend this weekend.
Is this the Naperville Ale Fest?
Yeah, Naperville Ale Fest. It's the fourth annual Naperville Ale Fest. Right. So this is a $50 ticket. It's at 1 o'clock in the right in the heart of downtown Naperville.
And this is a Lou Dog.
Lou Dog events. Okay. So Josh Sego.
Nice.
Yeah. So
he was on. Man, it was probably a year and a half ago now, right?
Yeah. They love to party in Naperville, man. Mm-hmm. I remember when he came on the show, he was saying that the only thing bigger in Naperville than this thing is like the Rib Fest and the wine. They do a wine fest out there. Yeah.
Nice. So that's just Saturday?
Yeah, just Saturday.
Okay.
One day event.
And you can take the train there.
You can take the train and get off in downtown Naperville and walk to this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then everybody's going to be there. It's one of those big parties.
You going?
If I'm not working, I'll go. I always work. It ruins everything.
That's right.
You know, but, you know, duty calls, man.
Right. Understandable.
Duty calls.
I haven't been to the Naperville Ale Fest, but I always hear great things. And it sounds like it's been good every year, unlike some of the other festivals that happen in the suburbs.
Yeah, right. And then he's to a point now where he does a winter fest as well for this.
Okay.
Yeah. So cheers to him, man, for repping the burbs, man.
Nice.
All right.
And then also this weekend, starting on Friday, is Pitchfork.
Yeah, Pitchfork is in Union Park. Mm-hmm. So that is that's probably about 11 years running now. I think Goose was the initial sponsor. Then they stepped out when Heineken threw them more dollars. And then Goose said, no.
No, we're not paying for that. Then AB came in.
Yeah.
They were the sponsor for a while. Yeah. And then they bought Goose.
And now Goose is like, hey, we're a block from this place.
We're back.
We're back. We're making beer. We're making two beers for the crew. Mm-hmm. So there's a beer for the Pitchfork staff every year, and then there's a beer for an artist that they collab with every year.
That's why it's even worth mentioning here on the podcast, because I often go like for a band that I want to see, and then also to try this beer that I might see around town, but like it's a good excuse to be like, oh, let me grab that real quick.
Yeah, we saw we were talking last year, the only time they created a beer with a headliner, Chance the Rapper, last year, if you didn't have it at the fest, it might have been 2 years ago now, the Chance beer, but it was hard to find around town.
Yeah, so it was the No Collar, I believe it was a smoked Hellas.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, that does sound right.
So Ken Hunnemeter was on that episode way back when. Brought a growler. We crushed that growler in like 45 minutes.
I remember that. This was in the old studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we should have planned this better and had Ken back to bring the new beer that they did with
Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks.
So apparently they made a Natural Villain is the name of the beer. It's a garage lager.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're into this lager thing. I know Four Cone is going to be back, which is also like another pils or a lager. And that's the collab with Pitchfork.
Right.
Yeah.
You kind of want, it's a hot day, you want a lager, you kind of want something easy drinking that you can, because it starts so early in the morning on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, so Pitchfork is a 3-day fest. It ought to be good this year. I don't know who's headlining. It's always pretty good. I like the fact that you'll probably see Virtue Cider there pretty heavy this year.
Oh, you might, yeah.
Yeah, and then usually Goose does special tappings every hour.
Okay.
Is how it is. And then they have this core lineup of 5-6 beers you can get all weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's right off the Green Line, man.
So I'm going to go on Friday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to check that out. Carly Rae Jepsen's playing.
Carly Rae Jepsen. I might go Friday. I'm thinking about going Friday.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Got to see Carly Rae. I know it. So I will try these beers.
Yeah.
I will sing, you know, Call Me Maybe.
Oh, so she sings Call Me Maybe. Yeah. I was like, yeah. I'm like, I've heard this name before. I'm trying to
think. That's like her main hit, but her new album is
but
way
it goes,
better.
It goes
way deeper than Call Me Maybe.
Oh, I love it.
So I'll be going, trying those beers. Oh, so I'll report back next week on that.
And another event that's happening this weekend, this is a weekend for big festivals. So Chicago Open Air is a new fest that it's all weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Toyota Park, which is south near Midway Airport.
Okay.
Right? I think that's where the soccer team plays, where the Chicago Fire plays.
Yeah, okay. I'm like, Toyota Park, what's Tinley Park called?
Yeah, yeah. That's the World Music Theater. When I was a kid, it was the World Music Theater.
Yeah, now, but even before that, it was something else.
Like the Tweeter Center.
It was the Tweeter, then it was the World, and
now
then...
something else now.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Bank One.
Oh, yeah, Pavilion. It's Bank of America.
Bank of America, yeah.
Yeah. Pavilion, I think.
Good outdoor
yeah.
stadium.
Though. Yeah. Anyway, that's not where this is happening.
No, that's at Tinley Park. This is Toyota Park.
Where the Chicago Fire play.
Where the Chicago Fire play. Chicago Open Air is like an industrial kind of hard rock 3-day festival, right? So you're talking bands like Korn and Rammstein and, you know, Marilyn Manson, that kind of thing.
So like a Warped Tour kind of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. It is exactly like the Warped Tour. But they're having a really cool lineup of beers at this thing. So they got 6 breweries, Half Acre Rev, Lagunitas, to name a few. And they're going to have this entire section dedicated to really good food and really good beer. Each brewery is going to bring like 3 beers. So that's where we're bringing it up.
Oh, we're... place to have is it going to be in the park like in yeah. the on the field
like on the field
because like but, a field's not that big like we went I was at the Soldier Field Beer Fest
yeah
and like if you have a band on there if you had a band on one side and a band on the other side that's too close
right
so you can only do one band on a field
oh yeah I see what you're saying now so and then you know I doubt if this place is bigger than a Soldier Field
right because a soccer field is pretty small
so how's that going to work that's a good question.
So there must be a band, like, playing outside, and so you get to walk around the park?
I'm guessing, like, the entire grounds are at play, right? Because you look at this, I'm looking at this lineup, and, dude, there's like 12 bands every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're right. At a stadium like this, it's going to be really hard to, like...
This is a hilarious lineup. Because it's, like, bands that I do not want to see.
Slipknot. Like...
Are people still like and Disturbed?
Whew. Yeah.
Man, this is rough. This is like a 90s flashback fest going on.
How is this
going
to work, though? How is it going to work in Toyota Park's not that big? It's not like you go to Lollapalooza, you know, Millennium, not Millennium.
There's a lot of like scratched font logos going on there.
But. Yeah, this I'm curious to see how this. So I'm gonna go to this one of the.
Oh, you are okay.
Cool. I'm gonna go see like how it's all laid out, and I'm gonna check out these beers in this.
Slipknot,
food.
You're going for Slipknot.
I'm going for Slipknot. Ministry.
Ministry. I had some Ministry tapes.
Yeah.
Growing up, yeah. And my stepmom gave them to me.
We are definitely showing our age with this with this Chicago open air situation, but that's a 3-day fest, man. That's it's like $70 a day, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So even more than Pitchfork. Pitchfork's like $65 a day.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not too big. I guess that crowd that would go to Pitchfork and open air, they are not the same people.
Which is the beauty of Chicago, right? Yeah. We got these two totally opposite parties happening the same weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going for the beer lineup more than the bands?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, don't get me wrong. I kind of want to see Korn. I kind of want to see Manson.
Okay.
You know, and then, of course, I mean, this is Rammstein's only U.S. appearance all year, you know. And if they don't do Duhaschnisch, like, right out the gate, then
I don't know.
I'm just going to walk away.
Then.
I just know that one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so.
That's a crazy fest. I didn't even know about that.
So that's this weekend. And then what else is happening this weekend? Oh, the final event for Fishman's.
If we were outside, we'd pour a little out.
Yeah, we'd pour a little out for Fishman's, man. They're going out with a bang. This is the final Tap This event. It's called Tapped Out. Instead of being on a Thursday, it'll be on a Saturday. It's from 2 to 10.
Okay.
And they just want you to come out and drink with them, man. They'll have food trucks. They'll have 3 food trucks. They'll have music. And their final day of being open is July 17th, which I believe is like Sunday.
Okay.
So they're like closed forever. This is it.
This was not a joke.
Yeah. This is, they're done.
Wow. Okay. Yeah,
so
that's too bad. I feel like if you've gone to any Taps Out or haven't even made it to Fishman's, like this is a good time to go there and give it a try. At least see what it was all about, see what all the hype was, because they put on events almost every week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were dedicated to Chicago craft beer for sure.
Yeah. Anything else on the calendar for this weekend?
That's all I have for upcoming events.
All right. Well, we always like to end the show with a little bit of news, beer related.
Yeah.
Anything on your in your notebook there?
Yeah, we got a couple of items. Off Color, you know, they had their barrel aged Dino S'mores release this weekend,
yeah. Which we forgot to talk about.
Yeah, I kind of went. That's a good beer. I kind of wanted to check that out. Yeah. Oh, but the news is that they've been doing some. They went up to Milwaukee and worked on Miller's pilot system. So yeah, they're going to have a collaboration. They're going to have a variant of Miller High Life coming out, basically.
Oh, really? Yeah,
they're doing a collab with the guys who created Miller High Life.
An off High Life?
Right? Off Color Miller High Life collab. Okay. I wonder what that's about.
I don't know. I saw a lot of Snapchats from Lisa Zimmer.
Yeah. Who's been on this show.
Right. So yeah, you should definitely check her out on Snapchat. She's a lot of fun and definitely travels a lot and so much beer stuff that she's doing and that Miller is doing.
Yeah. So good for them. Brooklyn Brewery is actually creating a record label.
Okay.
Yeah. So apparently it's part of their marketing and operations rollout in the UK. So Brooklyn, we were listening to somebody's show and they were saying how like almost 40% of all their beer goes overseas, right?
Brooklyn's beer?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's intense, man. So the fourth largest export market for craft beer is this place, the UK. So you've got Canada, Ireland, Sweden, and then you've got the UK. So they're trying to ramp up operations out there. Sounds like they may even have a brewery. They do have a sister brewery overseas.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stockholm, I believe. So, yeah, Brooklyn Brewery is opening a record label.
That's interesting. Yeah. I don't see a lot of their beers in Chicago. I think they just... Why would I drink a Brooklyn beer in Chicago? Like, it just, it doesn't compute. It doesn't, like, yeah.
Right, like, you'd rather drink a Chicago beer.
Yeah.
In Chicago. No, I'm with you, totally.
But they make good beers.
Their beers are solid. I'm more partial to their large format stuff. Mm-hmm. I think Black Ops is...
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Sriracha
Ace is great.
Fantastic, but it's, like, super expensive. So.
Yeah, dude, it's like $19 for like a fucking for like a.
But
a
if bomber. Someone has it, I'm like, yes.
I will take that Sriracha Ace. And finally, Horse Thief Hollow is expanding. So Horse Thief Hollow is in Beverly, so that's South Side, like 105th and Western, something like that.
Is it like it's one of the first suburbs on the South Side, right? Or
I mean, it's still the city. I mean, it feels like a suburb.
Oh, it's still the city.
Yeah.
Beverly's still the city?
Yeah, Beverly's the city.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's just that's like the last
It's right before you hit the burbs.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah. And you'll see like, you know, like we talked about those wider streets and like all the homes sit on bigger lots when you like hit the edges of the city. So they bought a pub called O'Brien's at 109th and Western. Mm-hmm. So what they're going to do
Irish over in Beverly. Yeah.
heavy Irish contingency out there. So they're going to, O'Brien's Pub is no more. They'll rebrand it as the Open Outcry Brewery.
Wait, what? Wait,
so this is their second.
Horse Thief.
Yes.
Who isn't very big.
Correct.
Is opening another brewery.
Right. This is like.
Why wouldn't you just call it Horse Thief Pub?
I don't know. This could be the second outpost for Horse Thief. But I guess they got different plans. Not too much different from what Dry Hop did, I guess, right? Like, they had the Dry Hop Brewery.
Okay,
and then
all
their
right.
second project Fair was enough. A little bit different corridor, right? It sounds like it's kind of like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
Relating to that, that makes sense. Because, yeah, why didn't Dry Hop just open a Dry Hop?
Dry Hop 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dry Hopiter.
Even
drier hopped.
Even drier hopped. So apparently, Horse Thief Hollow, you know, they bought some bigger tanks. The Chicago Chamber of Commerce gave them $25,000. And they bought bigger tanks for their brewery, Horse Thief. So now they're taking those little tanks that they did have and moving them to this O'Brien's that they bought and rebranding it as Open Outcry Brewery.
Man, the Chamber of Commerce just gave them beer or gave them money?
They're giving out cash, man.
How do I open a brewery?
We need to get in on this.
Yeah.
Man. We need to figure out how we can turn Loose Keys into the Loose Keys tap room.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. We're brewing beer over there, we're podcasting and animating. And
Nano.
Yeah.
Nano Brewery, man. Stamp it.
I like it.
That's it for news, man.
All right. Well, then I think that does it for this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Nick, where can people find you, get in touch?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there, links to iTunes, the YouTube version, Stitcher, however you want to watch or listen to the show, it is there.
I don't even know what Stitcher is, man. I know you say it every week, and I'm like, what is Stitcher?
It's for like the Android folks.
Ah, got it. Yeah. Okay.
Because they can't, the podcasting app on iTunes, Mac, and yeah. Okay. So it's more of an Android based podcaster. And then our Facebook page, we mentioned that earlier. Always check that out. We're sharing events, things you need to buy tickets for ahead of time. Just stuff comes up, we share it there and pictures.
It's a good source of information. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that's going to do it for this week's episode. We'll be back again next week and report on some music festival drinking.
Yeah.
We'll see if Carly Rae was better than Korn. Head to head.
Oh, man.
Cheers.
Cheers.